Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. As we have throughout the whole season of Lent, we come now to the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer. It is the petition into which we pray that God would not lead us into temptation. Well, of course God wouldn't do that. But instead, in our experience, our sinful nature, on the other hand, is always trying to get us to see things from a very selfish, self-centered perspective, misusing our reason and our senses in order to find just any way to accuse God or think evil of Him. The sinful nature is such that it will try even to blame God for sins we commit when we do fall beyond temptation and into sin. Every time we have the Lord's Supper, right before the words of institution, there is the praying of the Lord's Prayer. For the Lord's Supper is an answer to our prayer. In the Lord's Supper, God's name is hallowed amongst us. In it, God's kingdom comes to us. In it, God's will is done for us and to us. We are reminded of food for the soul, even while God provides us daily bread. We receive the very forgiveness of sins that we just prayed for, in order that we would also then forgive others. And yes, the Lord's Supper helps us to resist temptation and to understand our gracious God who would not lead us into temptation, but instead a God who feeds and nourishes us, strengthens our faith and our love, guards and keeps us from the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. By the medicine and food of the supper of our Lord Himself serves us in order that we would then serve each other. It is exactly as He does for the disciples on the first Maundy Thursday in that upper room celebrating right before the Passover with them. That in each and every time the Lord's Supper is offered here, the Lord Himself is serving you just the way He served His disciples. That you would learn, like His disciples, from His example, to serve one another with increased faith in Him and love for one another. That's the exact pattern of prayer that we pray usually at the post-communion collect after the Lord's Supper as well. We often will pray that by this sacrament we would be refreshed. That is, we would be revived. We would have new life by this gospel, by this gift, this medicine of new life, eternal life. That we would be strengthened in faith towards you, that is, faith towards God. That our trust in Him would be strengthened to endure the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. That we would remain steadfast in the true faith, in true hope, and in leading a godly life. This meal through which Christ comes and serves you Himself, serves you His own body and His own blood. This is meant to give you new life because it gives you the forgiveness of your sins. And from the forgiveness of sins, there is always life, always salvation. That you are not ensnared to false belief, for you have been given the truth of God's word, of who God is, and how He looks at you, how He regards you. by his own feeding you of his own body and his own blood. That you are not trapped in despair. You, in fact, are freed from your many sins, and that you have a God who forgives sins and promises eternal life. That you have hope where the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh will only offer despair, darkness, and gloom. That you are not set up for great shame or vice. This supper enlivens you. New life is yours to live in. That forgiveness covers all the sins of your past. And by it you have a new present and a sure future. That God is guarding and protecting you. He is keeping you from these things by his supper, by his service to you this night. As you examine yourself to receive this gift of Jesus, you can certainly remember your many sins. Sins like we pray against when we pray the sixth petition, false belief. Sins against the second commandment of believing the wrong things about God, putting his name on things we shouldn't, having trust in something other than him and his word, or despair, lacking trust when life in this fallen world would come knocking and pounding and slamming. Sins that bring great shame. The fruit of our sins is often shame. Understanding how we have offended God and soiled ourselves by our own thoughts, words, and deeds, that we bring this all upon ourselves. And it's not good. But then examine Jesus' words, Christ our Lord's words, that he came to serve, that he has offered his body and his blood up on the altar of the cross as the once and for all sacrifice for sin, that you would be regarded by the Father as righteous and holy. That he accomplished everything that the Father sent him for. And indeed, he went back to the Father through Calvary, through the empty tomb, the resurrection. And so then he institutes this meal, this sacrament, this communion, that you would be given the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. That all this he has promised to you by saying, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. That this he has done by gathering you into this flock, this congregation, founded upon Christ, known by the pure gospel and the right administration of the sacraments, that you would receive his gift by eating and drinking at this altar, at these communion rails, believing his word of promise about you, whose you are, about your sins, those you've committed, about him, what he does to sins, and his grace and his mercy for you, that he loves you to the end. That he has served you also by giving you and sending you his Spirit, that you would not desire to sin, that you would pray earnestly not to be led into temptation, that walking away from this altar tonight, you would be strengthened in faith, but also in love, that from being forgiven, your life would show forth the fruit of good works, the fruit of being saved and forgiven. So this is what the church remembers by observing this feast. That Christ was crucified, died and buried. That Christ came and served us himself, and he serves us still tonight. He serves us by his gospel as you hear it and as you will eat it and drink it tonight. And that by his service, you are led away from temptation and towards service that goes beyond yourself, beyond what your reason or your senses will say, and drives you out into the world around you to serve each other. Forgiven and renewed, given a whole new life, that this new life would be lived by faith in him, faith in Christ, that is, and in love toward our neighbor. May God grant you this tonight, and in every remembrance of Christ that you have by receiving the blessing that is the sacrament of the altar. In the name of Jesus, amen.